This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Catablipus. Catablipus?
That's the Greek place down the street.
Okay.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Okay. I always said Catablipus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so I know these things. Like, these show up. This is like a D&D 1 first edition that shows up, like, in Final Fantasy and stuff. Like, Catablipus is like a summon. I didn't realize until I looked at this, like, this is based on, like, an Ethiopian, you know, kind of, like, death buffalo kind of guy.
What a shitty death buffalo, though. Like, I hate this thing's stupid neck, and I hate that it's weak and it can't shoot its laser eyes after, like, it has to rest.
Well, its neck gets tired. He's, like, dragging it behind him like it's a rucksack.
That's in the monster manual, that his neck gets tired. Like, he can only do his gaze attack. And it's, like, what an unimaginative way to limit this instant death attack that shouldn't be there anyway.
Right.
You know, well, if he doesn't kill you the first time, his neck get too seepy, he can't do it again.
He needs to go back to his den to be massaged.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to go one of those mall chairs for catablipuses.
Just somebody comes and rounds him up in a pickup truck, takes him to the sharper image.
Yeah. What is up with those? You go to the mall and, like, somebody's getting a straight up fucking, like, pedicure in the middle of the aisle. Those things, isn't that weird?
It is weird. I think it's a good indication that that there's going to be, like, a Dillard's at that mall. That doesn't happen at, like, a low end mall.
What is a Dillard's?
Who is Dillard? No, yeah. like a Dillard's is like a, it's like a Neiman Marcus or like a high end Macy's kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just that was my shorthand to say, like, that happens at the rich person.
Yeah, that happens in the fancy malls.
Yeah, the fancy mall.
There's a real trash mall in, like, the suburbs of Portland that is way too fancy. And like, the literally the coolest thing that's in there, if you are not interested in shopping for nice clothes, is a Pottery Barn Express. it's literally the most interesting thing in this mall if you don't want high end clothes.
I need to go look at some rugs.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I have a floor, you know, and then I can relate to it, but everything else is just trash.
Next time you come out here, I need to take you to the Cincinnati Mills Mall. That is the dead mall.
Man, I have a weakness for malls, live and dead.
Yeah.
I take it both ways. Like, it is an alive mall. Like, I'll walk around the mall and absorb some commerce. And I like, there's several, like, mall specific stores I'm kind of into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll go to, like, a Suncoast. I like a Suncoast.
Yeah.
Or a Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but this, the Cincinnati Mills Mall, it's so big and so empty that my life's goal right now is to rent a mini bike or a dirt bike or something, and then just do sick jumps all around place.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no law in dead malls.
So. That would explain all the drug trade.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, like that. All of that sounded like a joke. However, there are places the cops don't frequent, and people trade drugs a lot in real life.
Yeah.
So everything we just said was actually, like, documentary style truth.
Yep.
About this,
man. Whoever wrote this entry fucking hates the Catablipus.
They really do. He's neutral too. He's not a bad guy. He's semi-intelligent. He is in that, like, he's written like a bullet or something where he's, oh, there goes the neighborhood. There's a fucking catablipus. You know, but he just seems like they raise their young, they mate for life. You know, they don't attack adventurers unless they're like their once a month meat binge.
Yeah.
Once a month they have to eat some meat.
Yeah, it's good to get that protein.
Yeah. It happens to me sometimes. I'll go, like, a long salad period and just be like, God, I need like protein.
Yeah.
You know, that's like one of the only, like, physical needs I'll have for a specific food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll feel a specific hunger, you know,
like,
the hunger that comes with the dark gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty rare. Yeah. I'll look how many times sneaky is used in this description.
If I do a control F, it'll look at the entire document. So
yeah,
but yeah,
it's many times because he has a snake like tail, but the author only uses snaky. It's very cute.
Oh, man, Snaky. I love that guy. He hangs out down by the docks.
Yeah. Snaky. So these things they're boars with a big dinosaur neck and a buffalo body and a snaky tail, and their eyes shoot death.
Yeah.
Which sounds way cooler than it actually is. Like, I don't hate these guys as much as the author does.
Right.
I'm not about to throw a catablipus into my campaign.
I look at this thing and I look at his buffalo mane and I think about, like, how awful it would be to, like, you know, one sleeping, you know, his neck is tired. You just go up and you, like, just bury your snoot in that mane. Take a deep, deep inhale. How terrible that would be.
When you, I really thought you were going when you're like, I look at these guys, I think about their Buffalo, Maine, and I start thinking about the tragedy of the American West and us stealing the Tonka from the native people.
We killed all the buffalo and the catablepas moved in.
Yeah, the catablepas. And then we had to kill all the catablepas. Oregon Trail, you had to hunt these motherfuckers. They're slow and provide way more meat than you could ever eat.
Oregon Trail is just a shitload of, it's just a shitload of tombstones right outside. Cause of death, catablepas stare.
I would do like a D&D themed Oregon Trail though.
Oh yeah,
like Fire Run Trail. That's a really fun idea. Mm-hmm. Like
you take off from
the graveyards and shit.
Yeah, take off from Neverwinter and you just head out to the land of the Red Mages or whatever.
That'd be awesome.
Gold in them there. Thrills.
And that's a cool adventure hook too. Like the idea of like doing a really survival emphasized, like frontiersman.
I mean, that's basically what you described with your Dark Sun campaign, right?
Yeah, we weren't going, it wasn't like a pilgrimage though. Mm. Like food and water was always a concern, but we had short-term goals. Mm. That's a cool idea. I'm gonna steal that.
Yeah.
When
I was planning out these episodes, I didn't expect us to camp out on the Catablepas so long.
No, he doesn't look like he deserves it. He knows what he did. I think that part of the reason why the Catablepas is rolling off my brain is that this illustration is pretty rough.
Yeah.
It's the other guy. Like I feel like there's probably somebody who can make the Catablepas look cool, but it's not this guy.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Imagine, look at this image of him. Cool. Mm-hmm. And this will go great for the podcast. But imagine if his neck just wasn't there, but that same shape of his neck coming out of his mane was just a mouth.
Ugh, what?
Instantly better monster. Like big vertical mouth. Yeah.
Mm.
That thing's scary.
Snakey. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.